Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1165. Visible translated text is as follows. 134 Arthur Pride, C, sworn for the defendant. I worked on the second floor of the factory. On Saturdays, I work all over the factory, doing anything that is necessary. Beginning with July of last year, I have not missed a single Saturday afternoon at the factory. I would work until about 4:30. I have never seen any women come up there and see Mr. Frank, or any drinking going on there, or seen Jim Conley sitting and watching the door. The employees use the back stairs leading from the metal room to the third floor. You can hear the elevator running if the machinery is not running. It makes a roaring noise, and you can hear it on any floor. The motor makes a noise, and you can see the wheels moving on the fourth floor. I know Jim Conley's general character for truth and veracity. It is bad. I would not believe him on oath. I wouldn't believe him on oath because him and his whole family lied to me. Cross-examination. I never associated with Jim. No, I ain't a high-class nigger, but I am a different grade from him. He had 3 or 4 watches, and I bought one, and I made him show me a receipt, marked paid in full. And he sold me the watch, and after that, they come and got him to put him in jail about it. And then his whole family came and said if I would give the watch back, that they would pay the debt. And I gave the watch back, and after they had released him, the family just said they'd done that to get the watch, and they were done with it. And there wasn't any way for me to get it. But he swore to me it was paid in full. I haven't heard anything else said against him. I never paid any special attention to the elevator during business hours, but you could hear it all the time when the factory wasn't running. It didn't shake the building. You could hear the elevator when the wind blows. You could hear the elevator if the machinery wasn't running, even if they are hammering. Redirect examination. I haven't missed a single day in 5 months that I have been working with the factory. Yes, I say that Jim Conley forged a receipt on me for a watch. I let him have $4.50 on it, and I never got my money back. Daisy Hopkins, sworn for the defendant. I am a married woman. I worked in the factory from October 1911 to June 1st, 1912. I worked in the packing department on the second floor. Mr. Frank never spoke to me when he would pass. I never did speak to him. I've never been in his office drinking beer, Coca-Cola, or anything else. I know Dalton when I see him. I never visited the factory with him. I never have been with him until I went to his house to see Mrs. Taylor, who lived with him then. That was the only place I have ever seen him. I never have been to the factory on Saturday or any other day. I never in.